Macau casino suffers multi-million loss following fake chips scam. Macau's judiciary police have uncovered another scam involving counterfeit gaming chips, this time linked to a criminal syndicate from the mainland. The syndicate used 412 fake chips, each valued at 1,000 Hong Kong dollars, in a casino located in Zona Nova de Ateros do Porto exterior on Macau's peninsula, which led to a total loss of 4.12 million Hong Kong dollars. 528,400 United States dollars for the casino. The incident occurred on the night of the 28th of August when a 24-year-old man from the mainland entered the casino. He exchanged 10 counterfeit chips, each with a face value of 1,000 Hong Kong dollars, for a genuine chip worth 10,000 Hong Kong dollars. The man repeated this process at several gaming tables without placing any bets, which eventually caught the attention of a casino supervisor. Security intervened and detained the man for inspection. Related: Macau casino pit boss arrested for allegedly stealing chips. Staff were suspicious of the casino chips. Upon investigation, casino staff noticed the 10 chips exchanged by the man appeared suspicious and immediately contacted the police. Upon arrival, the authorities confirmed the chips were indeed fake and found an additional 70 counterfeit chips, each worth 1,000 Hong Kong dollars, on the man. After being taken into custody, the man admitted to successfully exchanging 60 fake chips at the casino. He disclosed that he had been instructed by his superiors on the mainland to bring the counterfeit chips to Macau and exchange them, for which he was promised a reward of 1,000 Hong Kong dollars. The police later discovered that two other men had employed the same method to defraud the casino, though these individuals managed to flee after the initial arrest. A well-planned operation. A subsequent inventory check at the casino revealed a total of 412 counterfeit chips, resulting in a loss of 4.12 million Hong Kong dollars. Authorities noted that the operation was planned, with clear roles assigned to various members of the group, who entered the casino and exchanged fake chips at different tables. The arrested individual has been charged with fraud and criminal conspiracy and has been referred to the prosecutor's office. Meanwhile, police are continuing their search for the two suspects who remain at large.